Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, Phil, a couple of counties in the state are once again requiring masks. What do you make of the state sticking with the recommendation, not requirement?
Well, it's a big step between recommendation and requirement. We've seen that before when we were first asked and then told to put on our masks. It has both health and public relations and political implications, those two differences between recommending and mandating. Whether we get mandated or not for wearing masks inside remains to be seen, but I will tell you, even in the Bay Area, some county health people are close to making that recommendation. Mandates, different story. And as in case you didn't notice, it was the Department of Health that issued this recommendation, not the governor, in part because the health department did what it's supposed to do, act independently. The governor was hoping for a day or two to maybe organize something with the other states and sort of make it a united effort, but that's not the way it is. Plus, it had avoided him having to make the announcement and then answer a bunch of tough questions.
What are your thoughts that there will be further measures that will need to take place, that California is willing to go a little bit further than recommending masks?
Okay, Patty, you are hitting on what is going on in conversations behind closed doors all over the place. First of all, if we mandate, you know, masks inside, who enforces? What message does it send? It enforces, it self-enforces. You know, the restaurant, the business, or whatever, it's back to self-enforcement. We've seen that before. We didn't have mask police out there. But at the same time, what message are you sending? The irony here is that the people who aren't vaccinating aren't masking, and the ones that aren't masking aren't vaccinating. And one of the biggest groups that we find that aren't vaccinating are people in the ages between 18 and 29. Okay, it's a young group out there. And the goal is to get them vaccinated, not to have you and me and other people who are vaccinated have to go back to masks, but to get them vaccinated. And how do we get them vaccinated? That's the question. And if we go back to they're working on this because the infection rates are getting higher and higher among that group, and they're fearing that the hospitalization rates could go up as well. But the biggest fear is that somehow we're going to be swimming in this unvaccinated, with this unvaccinated pool out there that's going to continue on cultivating derivatives of the virus. Now, what I think you're going to see in San Francisco and other places, you're already seeing it, is some of the shift move over to the private sector, where you have businesses now saying, everybody's got to get vaccinated to come back into the office, and we're going to hold off bringing people back into the office in order to get that done. So it's going to be the requirement for events again. It's going to be, could be the requirement. We're going to see it more with city workers, state workers, county workers, even though there's some pushback coming from the unions. That's the idea, is to say, okay, masks are one thing, but we got to get people vaccinated. How do we get people to vaccinate? We gave them gift cards. That didn't work with the right numbers. We gave them a big lottery, $1,000,005 worth of prizes. That didn't work. So the next one would be just make it uncomfortable for somebody to be unvaccinated by their bosses or by going out at night to a place that says you got to get vaccinated to come in.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.